Heart dwellers in America and the world, I want to give you a word of comfort. During my prayer time, I was directed to a word the Lord gave me on April the 9th, which was a time when military exercises were going on and we were very close to war. And it didn't materialize at that point, thank the Lord, because of our intercession, but we are again on the brink of something here, and I want to give you this word because it is so encouraging. The Lord is with America, and those he loves, he chastises. So no matter what happens in our country, I want you to remember this word, please. This rhema is coming from The Rapture Was Real, and You Were Left Behind. Now what? It's page 249. I came into my prayer very late tonight because I was trying to answer some rather urgent messages from you, dear family. And immediately, without having been more than 20 minutes with the Lord in worship, I saw us in black. I was wearing a black widow's garment, and Jesus was wearing a black widower's garment. He began, "The death of America, spiritually and physically. You know well what is being played on the surface, saber-rattling exercises. All of that is just for show. The man people call your president, the man of stealth and intrigue, who gains office by deceit, is merely playing to the masses so that when destruction comes, it will look authentic, when in reality it is no more than a superficial show to cover the destruction of all sovereignties, that only one may dominate the world. He has done a stellar job of destroying you, America. And this I have allowed, because you have played the harlot and slept with every passerby, while I, your husband, stood by as each had their turn in our bed. And now what shall I say? The 10 horns which you saw on the beast will hate the harlot, and will make her desolate and naked, and will eat her flesh, and will burn her up with fire. For I have put it in their hearts to execute my purpose, having a common purpose, and by giving their kingdom to the beast, until my words will be fulfilled." That's from Revelation 17, 16. "Nonetheless, I am still with you, even as Hosea waited on Gomer to finish her whoring and grow weary of her paramours." That's secret lovers. "Yes, indeed, I am still here, America, and when you seek me with your whole heart, you will indeed find me, ready to reconcile you to myself, says the Lord your God. So in the heat of your injuries, turn to me, and I will give you comfort. I will wash and medicate your burns. I will dress them with clean linens. I will lead you by the right way and restore the ruined homesteads to you. Yes, you will recover. You will again be faithful to me. I speak not to the detestable worshippers of Baal, whom your capital city was built for. No, I speak not to you, for you shall be utterly destroyed, even in your underground country. You who feel so secure in your coffins. You I consider no more, for you shall be no more in my way. I speak to the hearts of America that continue to hold the vision I inspired. Those who refuse to sleep with foreigners. Those who could not overcome the greedy ones who held dominance and sway over a shallow and gullible people bent on living for their comforts. I am with you. Go forward with courage. I myself will be with you, and in the end, what has been planned for you will come to nothing, and again you will rise from the ashes to succor the world and be in accord with my kingdom as it comes to free all men from the oppressors. My peace be with you, sons and daughters of America, who hold to the vision of righteousness. Crippling blows shall you receive, but I will restore and find my pleasure in you once again as your country returns to me. one nation, under God, God who suffers with you, the God who loves you and bestowed great beauty on your land, and the God who surely will restore you. Hold fast to these words, for they are faithful and true. I felt the urgency of reading this message to you because we have no idea what's going to happen in the next few days or weeks. All I know is that the Lord is going to once again restore this country. I wanted you to have that as a point of hope, that no matter how bleak and dark things get, there is a hope for this country once again. And as far as the rapture is concerned, I continue to believe that the Lord said after Miami was bombed, it would be the day that the Lord came for us in the rapture. And just for my naysayers, he didn't say what day Miami would be bombed, and I don't think the governments even know that. So that doesn't violate what the scripture says about nobody knowing the day or the hour. The Lord bless you all, heart dwellers, and please hold on to this hope and share it with others. There may come a time when we can't communicate with one another, but if we have at least this word of hope from the Lord, it will give them something to stand on and to look forward to in the future.